Is this close enough? Darling, I don't think you could get any closer if you tried. No, no, of course. Of course, I don't want you to move away. No, I want you to cuddle as close to me as possible. I'm just amused. Amused at how close you want to be to me. Is my skin not cold? Am I not too cold for you? That's kind. Well, pull up the blanket at least. I don't want to give you goosebumps just because you're cuddling with me. Do you have everything you need? Well, I see you have multiple beverages, and you have your preferred snacks, it looks like. You have the remote control. Good. Then I think we're properly prepared for a night of cuddling in front of the television. Oh, no, I have everything. No, darling, I don't need anything. Thank you, though. Yes, I fed earlier before I came over. I know I have some reserves in your fridge, but I don't think it'll be necessary tonight. By the way, you know how much I appreciate you allowing me to store blood in your home. I'm sure it's not exactly appetizing to see it in the back of your fridge there with all of your food. You must really like me then. Of course I know you like me. I don't think you'd allow me the pleasure of being your girlfriend if you didn't. Now, what 1980s action movie are you going to introduce me to tonight? I am. I'm extremely curious. I wasn't watching a lot of movies during that decade. I seem to have missed a lot of the cultural benchmarks of that time. That's why I feel very lucky to have you. You can teach me these things. Yes, perhaps one day you can explain to me what the phrase, "Luke, I am your father," actually means. Why I hear it so often. I was avoiding humans at that time. I just didn't feel like being amongst them. I wanted to spend some time alone in the 70s, the 80s, a little bit into the 90s as well. I'll tell you about that time someday. But right now, I'd like to just hold you. Watch you watch your favorite movie. Oh, I'm gonna be watching, don't worry. I'm just excited to see you get excited. Because it's cute. It's amusing. Is this all right? Is this position comfortable for you? Why don't you lay your head on my chest, and I can put my arm around your shoulders here. There. Is that good? Very good. And you promise you're warm enough. Okay, alright, I know. It's a heavy blanket. I just get I get a little self-conscious about my skin being so cold. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I know. I could never make you uncomfortable. That's very sweet of you. All right, start this movie. Are you using a new shampoo or soap? You smell incredible. Oh, you always smell incredible, but more so than usual. You mind if I play with your hair a little? I always need something to do with my hands. I'm a bit restless by nature. No, I love cuddling on the couch with you. It reminds me to slow down, to be still at times, to still my mind. You have that effect on me. You calm me. Yeah, it's like every time I lay eyes on you, I get this sense of peace deep inside of me. It spreads like a warmth through me. Even though my body's cold, you make me feel warm. And even though my heart doesn't beat, you make it feel like it does. I'm sorry I'm distracting you from the movie. That's fair. You have seen this movie, what, 10, 15, perhaps 20 times? You like when I talk to you. You like when I talk to you while we cuddle. Whisper things in your ear. Well, then I will continue. You are so incredibly beautiful. I find myself absolutely insatiable for you. Not for your blood, for you. For your voice. The feeling of your skin on mine. The sound of your laugh. Everything about you is exhilarating. I know that we are very different creatures. And we've crossed paths at very different moments in our lives. But you might be the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm serious, yes. I don't lie about such things. I don't exaggerate. You have taught me more about love, life, existence. You've taught me more about those things than I've learned in 300 years of living. I told you I spent decades avoiding humans, only interacting.
How is it that your skin is so soft?
You. How is it you've brought me back to life in some ways? So easily. You've pulled me from the shadows and into the light. I hope you know how much I care for you. How much I love you. You haunt my dreams when we're not together. I feel myself thinking about you in every moment possible. You're enchanting. I'm not quite sure why, but I don't think the why really matters. What matters is that I will always care for you. I will always feel for you. Even as you age and grow older and move further in the journey of your life, I will always care for you. This feeling so much. The weight of you lying on my chest. The sound of your breath. The rising and falling of your chest. It's fascinating because my body does not work that way. But it's so calming. Feeling you inhale and exhale. Watching your sweet eyes squint and struggle to stay open. Don't fight it, darling. I know you're getting very sleepy. You had an extremely long day today. You deserve to rest. Ugh, don't worry about the movie. There's always time later. We'll watch it later, I promise. If you're feeling tired, I think you should rest. Of course, you can fall asleep right here in my arms. Keep you safe. I'll take you to bed. I'll take you to bed at some point. Don't worry about anything right now. Just listen to my voice. Let your eyes fall shut if you'd like. Just feel my fingers going through your hair. You may just be the love of my life. The love I feel for you is
beyond words, beyond expression. I care for you so deeply. I wish I could show you my gratitude that you've let me into your life. I know that it's not easy dating someone like me. Vampire. Someone that other people consider a monster. Shown me so much kindness and empathy, understanding. You make me feel proud. You make me feel worthy. Darling, you're too sleepy to hear a story of the old days. You won't remember any of it in the morning. You're too sleepy. You really want to hear me speak of that time in the past? What it was like before you were even born? All right, darling. I can do that. Turn of the century, I was moving from village to village, trying to make my way to Paris, because I had heard that others of my kind were congregating there. The city was beautiful when I first laid eyes on it. It glittered in the night. There was a buzz with energy and excitement. There were plays, shows, art was everywhere, around every corner. It felt like pleasure was the one.